It's Tim Albright with Aviation with the Road to ISE. Integrated Systems Europe happens the 30th of January through the 2nd of February. And with me to talk about Meridian and their stand, Mr. Barry Sheldrick. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Hope you had a nice Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, you too, sir. You too. Getting ready, though. We are in the countdown phase, right? For 1st of January here, regardless of what you did over the holidays, this is the countdown, right? We're anxiously awaiting Barcelona and Integrated Systems Europe. You guys are in Hall 2, Hall 2 G400, Hall 2 G400. Barry, we know Meridian. Obviously, we've seen you guys at CEDIA, we've seen you at ISE. So, what are we going to see in the stand this time around?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be a great show. It's always, I think, there's a real vibe over in Barcelona as well. I think we've been going to ISE for a number of years now. It's always a good space for us. We're going to be showcasing a bunch of our loudspeakers. So, some of the guys will have seen the 8000 XE. We've got a custom pair of those on the stand, which were a huge success for us last year. And then for many people, it'll be their first time to see our DSP9 as well, which is just the most beautiful loudspeaker, if I may be so bold to put some hyperbole in there. So yeah, we'll have those there in different custom paint finishes. So really helps people to visualize stuff. It's a big difference between seeing something on the internet or on a brochure versus seeing things in real life. So I think that's a great chance for people to get a full 360 view of those latest loudspeakers. Yeah.
Barry, one of the things that I enjoy about ISE, and I made no bones about the fact that it is my favorite show. I love ISE. I love Infocom, don't misunderstand. I love CEDIA and the other shows. But ISE is a couple of things. Number one, it's a global show, right? I know it's Integrated Systems Europe, but it is a global show. Yes, it's the biggest AV show in the world. The other part I appreciate about, though, is that intersection between commercial and residential, right? And Meridian makes some of the most beautiful speakers in the world. You say they're the most beautiful. I'll give you at least somewhat way there. They are awfully gorgeous. But talk for a second about the aesthetic, right, of something as functional as a speaker. Right. Yes, we live in a digital world, but there's the analog point where it's got to turn from ones and zeros into a sound wave. And you know, Meridian has some of the more pretty ones, but it's still a speaker, right? It still has to be functional. So talk about that intersection where, you know, commercial folks are going to come by and go, this would be great in a lobby, right? Or this would be great in the chairman's boardroom or whatever, right? But talk about, you know, why Meridian has gone down this route of taking something as functional as a speaker and making, you know, art out of it.
Yeah, good point. I mean, for us, it's form and function. It has to be beautiful to look at and amazing to listen to. So when we're working, well, I say we're, when our engineering team are working on these products, we have performance criteria that we want to be hitting in terms of the presentation of the audio, the scale of the audio as well. But that doesn't need to mean that the speaker has a certain or boxy or otherwise look. You have to remember as well, when integrators are proposing these systems to their clients, there are many other factors like the aesthetic. You know, will the interior designer involved sign off on this? So one thing is making, especially with DSP9, is like a super curvaceous shape. So the bits that you see and that you're closest to are actually really compact, and it really hides the visual weight of the speaker. And then the custom paint option really lets you blend that into the interior as well. So like for us, it's it doesn't matter if you make the best sounding loudspeaker in the world. If the interior designer or the aesthetic choice within the room says no, then that speaker's not going to get a chance to be heard. So it's about balancing those two things. And I think, you know, more than any speaker we've made before, the DSP9 really kind of hits that sweet spot. And then the other thing is, obviously, if aesthetic is a challenge, then we also have all of our multi-award winning architectural series there as well. So well, on the stand, we'll have the in-wall, in-ceiling range of loudspeakers. So people will be able to get hands-on with those and, you know, get an idea for actually how compact they are. And also then run through with some of our guys, like, how can I make use of this? How could I integrate a subwoofer? What technologies are built into the speaker? So one of the things that we're really proud of is the technologies we've developed within the range. So one of the things that we'll be able to talk about is image elevation, where we have a speaker underneath the television, which is pretty commonplace, but then we make it sound, like the sound is coming from the center of the screen. So you get that kind of audio video ventriloquism that's easy to achieve in a cinema system where you've got a, you know, a woven screen or otherwise to hide the speaker. But when you've got a speaker underneath the TV, that's a whole new challenge. And yeah, with the raft of large LED solutions that we're seeing coming through, that technology is really going to be useful for integrators. So there'll be a nice opportunity to get hands on and showcase that as well at the stand.
Absolutely. All right, Barry, you guys are in Hall 2 G400, but not everybody's going to ISC. So if they're not going and they want to follow along with everything that Meridian is talking about that week, how do they do that?
So usual channels. So we're very active on LinkedIn. So you'll be able to check in from there. Our website as well, so meridian-audio.com, and also through Insta, usual social media channels. For those of you heading over from the US, which is always more and more each year, we find that's the case, then if you hit up Ryan over at Apex Technologies in the US, he'll be able to share the information of where we are, and plus our fabulous marketing team will be sending out all of the bits and pieces that we're sharing on the show during that period as well. So yeah, it was going to be an amazing show. Look forward to seeing everyone again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Hall 2 G400, Barry Sheldrick from Meridian, thank you. For us, for Aviation, go by our website, aviation.tv. That's aviation.tv. Follow along as we also head to Barcelona for Integrated Systems Europe 2024, the 30th of January through the 2nd of February. All that and more at aviation.tv. That's aviation.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Greenblatt, host of Aviation's State of Control podcast. Each month, Rich Fregosa and I explore trending topics, foundational subject matter related to control programming and automation in the audiovisual industry. We speak with a variety of AV professionals who share their perspective, knowledge, and experiences. Please join us for this monthly conversation. Check out A State of Control on aviation.tv or wherever you get your podcasts.